Ethel, I've been thinking about you today.
Well, my ears aren't burning.
Well, I can't help. I thought about you today.
Good or bad?
Oh, good. I wouldn't think anything bad.
Well, I hope you don't ever think anything bad.
Oh, Cecil, I think you're all right.
Oh, don't tell me that. You just talk. Hey, now, you know you're always ribbing me about something.
Oh, well, I don't mean it. I'm always playing.
I wish I had that one right. Oh, gosh.
A penny for your thoughts, Cecil.
Oh, they're worth more than just a penny.
I just love to think and dream.
Daydreams?
Oh, sir, big ones.
Me too. I like to close my eyes, and I have a castle. That sounds kind of silly, doesn't it?
I don't think so. I think it's beautiful. Tell me about it, Cecil.
You won't laugh?
Of course not.
Well, when I daydream, I always have a castle. Oh, boy, what a joint.
Don't say joint, Cecil. That's kind of lowbrow.
I know. I mean, well, you ought to see it.
Show it to me, Cecil.
Oh, I can't. It's just in my imagination.
Well, that's what I mean. Please tell me.
All right. Let's not stay here on the porch. Let's go sit on the lawn around the side of the house, huh?
All right. You know, I have more fun with my daydreams than I do with real ones.
Sure, so do I. Of course, you can make them like you want them.
You know, Cecil, I didn't think you ever had daydreams.
Why? What made you think that?
Oh, I don't know. You don't seem like the sort that has dreams.
Is that a slam or something?
Well, most boys don't waste time doing that.
Well, if I tell you now, you won't tell anybody?
Oh, Cecil, I wouldn't.
That's a promise now. I'll tell you what. We'll swap.
It's a promise. You tell me your dream and I'll tell you mine.
Here, let's sit down here. This all right?
Oh, this is fine. I wish we had thought to go into the house and get some pillows.
Oh, this is fine. I like to sit on the grass. See, you can rest your chin on your knees.
Tell me about the castle, Cecil.
All right. You know why I wanted to come out here instead of staying on the porch?
Sir, so Uncle Thomas couldn't hear us talking through the window.
No, I wanted to get away from the porch light so he couldn't see me while I'm talking.
Oh, Cecil, you shouldn't be that way. You should be proud to have dreams, if they're nice ones.
Well, I have a castle. I built it myself, of course, just in my mind, and it belongs all to me, and I've got the key. And you know what the key is, do you?
No, Cecil. Is the key a wish?
No, it's not a wish. It's my eyelids, that's all.
Just your eyelids?
Uh-huh. Whenever I close my eyes, that's the key that lets me in my castle. Even in bed when the lights are out, I still have to close my eyes before I can see my castle.
Well, tell me about it, Cecil. What's it like? Is it big?
Oh, gosh. It's big, all right. It's on the top of a mountain, and clouds are all around it, and there's a bridge that you know, lets down and pulls up to let you in.
Oh, it has a moat.
Is that what you call it?
Yeah. Is there water underneath the bridge?
Is there? Oh, I should say so. I threw some men into it once and drowned them.
Oh, Cecil, how thrilling.
Oh, I was just in a dream. And this bridge pulls up, and I have the whole place to myself. I'm the king.
Are you always by yourself? Don't you ever take anyone with you?
Well, you were with me one or two or three times.
Oh, Cecil, was I really?
Sure. I took you over the whole works.
Just the two of us there, Cecil?
Just the two of us. That's all. Oh, Sally, you know, I feel like it doesn't matter what happens when I get my castle. I hate to leave it. Oh, I wish it were real.
Oh, Cecil, it's because it isn't real that you like it so.
Oh, it's got a big hall and there's a tower on top where I can look out all over the country. And there are men in armor at the head of the stairs. And it's all mine. And I do just as I please.
Do you always daydream about the same castle, Cecil?
Oh, sure. I wouldn't want another.
Tell me more about it, Cecil.
Well, that's all there is. But I wish you could really see it. It's got ivy all over the outside and... Oh, yes, there are no lights, just candles.
Don't you ever get lonesome, Cecil, in your castle all by yourself?
Oh, no. When I get lonesome, that's when I go to the castle. Then I forget all about everybody else.
Cecil, did I like it when you showed it to me?
Oh, yes, you thought it was great. You liked it, but then I knew you would.
Cecil, How did it happen that you took me into your castle?
Well, I wanted to show it to you.
Did you ever take anyone else, Cecil?
No, that's right. I didn't think of it before. You're the first girl that's ever been in my castle.
I hope I'm the last, Cecil. That's selfish, isn't it?
No. Why should it be?
Well, I'm glad you did take me, though, Cecil. Honest I am. Tell me some more.
Well, you really want to hear about it?
Yes, I like it. What do you do, Cecil, when you're there by yourself?
Well, I walk through the big halls and up the big steps and go into the tower. And, oh, it's always night. And I look at the stars and the white clouds and think.
Was I up there with you, Cecil, that time?
Yeah, that's the first place I wanted to show you. And you liked it.
Did I, Cecil? What did we talk about?
We didn't. We just sat there and with the wind blowing, it's always nice and warm. And we didn't talk about anything.
Did I say anything to you, Cecil? Didn't I talk at all?
No, not a word. I guess that proves it was just a daydream.
We just sat there and looked up at the stars and the moon, huh?
Yeah, that's all. Or it's a nice place to have to go to when everything goes haywire. You know, you just close your eyes and take refuge in the castle. Oh, it's a peach of a place.
Cecil, I'm glad you told me about it.
Well, it's kind of silly. I don't know.
I know lots of people would think it silly, but I don't. And I'm glad you can build castles in the air, and I hope they won't ever fall.
Oh, gee, I'd hate to lose it. It couldn't get away from people then.
And Cecil, you know something?
Know what?
Well, I like you all the more now because you told me.
Why? I don't see what that has to do with it.
Well, I think that you're nicer than I ever thought you were, and, well, you're sort of sad, Cecil.
Oh, I am not. Gosh, everybody has pet daydreams.
And I'm glad because you trusted me enough to tell me about it.
Well, don't you tell anyone. Now, will you?
Of course not, Cecil.
Someday, when I'm rich...
Are you going to be rich, Cecil?
I hope so. That is a daydream, isn't it?
What will you do then, Cecil?
Well, if I ever do have any money, you know what I'm going to do?
Yes, I think I do.
I'm going to find a lonely place up on top of a mountain, and I'm going to make my castle real. I'm going to build it.
Then you'll have a real castle to run away to, won't you?
Yeah, and it's going to be just like my other one, with what is it?
The moat.
Yeah, the moat and everything. Won't that be nice?
Cecil, are you going to build it all alone?
Oh, no, you're going to help me. It's your castle, too, now, because I've told you all about it, isn't it?
Cecil, let's call it our castle. Oh, Cecil, I'm going to kiss you.
Whoa, now, hey, stop. Come on, get up. Let's go back to the house.
All right. Help me up. Thanks.
All right, Nate, I'm going to tell him.